This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, it befuddles me.
That's a big word.
It does. Warriors lose, full packed lines.
Every time.
Trade this guy.
Panic radio.
Fire that guy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The owner is a clown. That's what people will say.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, right? Mike Dunleavy sucks. Yeah. Kirk Lakeup and Joe Lakeup are running the team into the ground.
You know,
right?
Mike Dunleavy, I always knew he was bad going back to his playing days. I was like, as if that has anything to do with his
no
GM
bearing.
Decision.
Has no bearing.
But people would bring it up all the time.
Michael Jordan, how does his playing days correlate to him as an owner?
Right. Oh, God, exactly.
Right? So like, my point being is like, I'm honestly a little disappointed in Warrior fans this morning because you just beat the Kings, who extinguished you last year in the play-in game and stomped on your face.
Yeah.
And thought that your season was like, basically the trajectory of your organization was over and it was their time. And now you're the team that's kicked their butt twice in less than a couple weeks.
All right.
And we can't get a call?
888-957.
Shame on you.
888-957-9570. Maybe we'll get some calls when we do our segment. Are we ready for it? Thumbs up, thumbs down. It's the fastest growing game show / segment in the history of
when you start talk radio. When you start from zero, the only way to go up.
Well, that's right. All we do is win, 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 no matter what. And that's what the Warriors have done. And we ask the question, after win or loss, do you believe?
It's time to play Dub Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title?
Oh, the lines are, people are calling out Joe Shasky. They called you. They were fired up, baby. Do I got to do my game show voice? I don't know if I can because my throat's
messed up. We haven't even seen playoff Jimmy yet.
We haven't.
We haven't even seen it.
We've seen, keep it a buck. We've seen like one or two like really good shooting games from Jimmy and like a handful of like, it's not great.
But his floor game's good.
But that's the thing.
I know.
That's the thing. That's like, I'm waiting for that come playoff time or play-in time because again, they're just... They could be a playing team, which is insane to say, but they got to keep winning because they got the Wolves on their heels.
No, they're not going to be a playing team. I'm telling you this right now. You ask me the question, and I'll answer it.
Joe Shasky, it's time to play. Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors? Joe Shasky, do you believe?
I absolutely believe not only can this team go deep in the playoffs, I consider them today, as of right now, they're a title contender. There's not a question in my mind. Name a team in the league that wants to see a team with Draymond Green paired up with Steph and Jimmy Butler. And then let me throw the others at you. Name a unit right now playing better than the others on the Warriors. Is there a unit in all of this? Look around the league. There's an argument to be said. Guy Santoses, the Quentin Posts, now Kuminga, GP2, okay? Just wrote Buddy Hield.
Sure.
Moses Moody. That nucleus has played the best outside of the stars of any other nucleus in the league. It's on par with whatever the best other nucleus outside of those stars are in the league.
Yeah, I'd go Cavs. I'd go Cavs probably because they've won 15 in a row. They got Ty Jerome looking like the comeback player of the year. Warriors legend Ty Jerome, by the way.
Warriors have won 11 in a row with Jimmy Butler.
It's great. It's not 15, so I'll give that to the Cavs.
Okay,
so that's the only other one.
So they're second?
That's fine, yeah. I'm just, you asked the question. You asked the question.
But the reason why I believe is, like, obviously I've always believed in the superstars, and they look like themselves. But the other part is that the others. Like, if Buddy Hield was going to play a game like that yesterday, not every game, once every three or four games, we're cooking. We're cooking with hot, hot oil.
Liquid hot magma. By the way, full line since you called him out, Joe Shasky.
And Jonathan Kuminga, like, honestly, no one thinks that he needs to be a 30-point-a-night guy. Just give me what I got from Wiggins. And I think that's so attainable for him.
If I get what I got from Jonathan Kuminga yesterday, going forward, this team's going to win a championship. If I get what I get from Jonathan Kuminga yesterday, going forward, this team will win a championship.
As great as OKC, let's just go to the West real quick. The best team in the planet right now in the West is OKC, okay?
Yes.
You think that locker room, I know they're young.
Who do you trust outside of Shea Gilgeous-Alexander?
That's what I'm saying. The other Williams is...
He's good. He's a good player. Do you trust him?
Career lows across the board.
Chet Holmgren, is he ready for that yet?
Well,
I don't know.
I want to see what he looks like in a pick-and-roll situation.
Okay.
All day long in a seven-game series.
All right. Let's go to the calls right here. We asked for it. We received...
Let's go!
Do you believe... It's time to play... Do you believe the Golden State Warriors? Mr. D, come on down.
What's up,
in San Francisco. Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors?
I absolutely believe. And the reason why I believe is because they believe. I firmly believe you can't see it unless you see it.
I agree.
And I believe they believe. So, yeah, I believe. But I want to ask you a question.
Give it to me.
The first home game that they started this homestand, the camera flashed on Steph Curry. And he grimaced. And then they flashed on him again, and he was headed to the locker room. And I think that's the game that the women called. And they never said anything about that. And I wonder, did anybody else see that? Because we never found out. I'm wondering, did he tweak his back then in that game?
You know what? That's a good
question.
Call.
That's a good question. We'll get on that.
You know, Bonte's coming in at 9.
Yeah.
We'll ask him, because I'm sure he's got some insights as to...
And I'm sure,
like that.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I'm sure Bonte was on the court stretching out like he was Kobe or LeBron because, you know, maybe he was just laying next to Steph when he was stretching with Steph. So we'll ask him. He is the king after all.
It did jar me to see him with that back brace thingy. Whatever that was, a warmer. I don't know what that was that he had.
A heating pad. We'll see.
But like TNT flash to it. It's like, ugh.
That's all right. All the old guys have him these days. He's an old man, Joe Shasky. Leave him alone, okay?
Dude, first up, what is he, 37?
He's old.
That's not old.
Basketball years, it is.
That's not old. He's trying to live to be 100.
He's the gray 37 beard.
37 is not old.
The gray beard.
That's my goal. Live to 100.
It's time to play Do You Believe, and we got Oreo Cookie in Oakland.
What's up, Oreo?
Joining us, Oreo Cookie, Do You Believe?
Oh, yes, sir, we do. We believe it all day, baby. This is how much I believe it. With all due respect to Walking Back Wednesday, I have a Fire That Takes Friday.
Oh.
About a month ago, 2 months ago, I came on the air and I said we will never win another championship with Draymond Green on the team. We were down on the guy. But, hey, now I'm taking that back. Fire That Take. You feel me? We used to be the Splash Brothers. Now we're coming out with the Tsunami Brothers because we're coming in waves, man. Curry and Butler scored 17 points. We ain't never gonna see that much, bro. Our bench is off the hook. We back, baby.
That's Oreo Cookie in Oakland. This is the fastest growing segment in sports talk radio history, folks. Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors? It's the question as old as time when it comes to sports talk. Do you believe in this team? And you know what? You can say why you believe in this team.
And don't forget, 15 minutes, shameless shout outs, and they're pouring in on the text line already. You can line up for that as well.
888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. 888-957-9570. Is this AT in Seattle or is it at AT in Seattle? It's time to play Do You Believe in the Golden State Warriors? Well, do you, AT?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I've been watching this team a long time. I've been watching since almost maybe 15 years. And I believe I see players making open shots, rotating out to shooters on defense. I see Quint. I like what you said about Quint Post. He just competes.
He does.
That's really all you can ask. As a rookie, going straight up, both hands, trying to compete at the rim. And I'm going to give a shout out to all the people I grew up watching this team with in Sunnyvale. Those are my guys. Nice. I just linked up with one of them last night in Seattle, and that means a lot.
Very cool.
Nice. Thank you, AT.
Did you
nice
see last night after he hits the 4,000 and they go to commercial break, but inside the arena they show a montage.
They said Biadrins, and that was the one. We'll get to the sound. It was when he saw Andres Biadrins. That got to Steph, and I thought that was interesting. That
he
guy
was the first assist on his first three. I would have bet a million people before I got to Andres Biadrins.
Right? We have that
there
call, by the way.
There was a point in time, Andres Biadrins being afraid of free throws, where the crowd would be cheering for him. I don't know. It was just, God. And I have an image of him on Hate Street with Mikal Petras out front.
Careful.
Smoking heaters. Literally smoking heaters.
Rob and San Leandro.
Shout out Young Guido. I know you're out there.
Rob and San Leandro. I love me some Biadrins, by the way. The hair's still immaculate.
I love me some Young Guido.
I love Guido, too. Hey, man. He's my guy. We were playing golf together. Rob, what you got, man? Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors, Rob?
Man, am I a believer? Is too short's favorite word. I ain't gonna say it on the air, man. You catch my flow, though. You catch my flow, though, man. Hey, I look forward to watching every Warriors game, man. I hope if we make it championship, I hope, I know we probably can't, but I hope we could play back there in Oakland for one more time.
I feel you. Hey, Rob, I appreciate that. I know they talked about that during the All-Star break. I don't know if they'll do that with all the suites and everything. That'd be kind of a cool little homage, like maybe the final preseason game or something like that, maybe, or a regular season game. That'd be kind of cool.
I'm seeing one from the 925. I'll pretend to be the 925. Ask me.
Joe Shasky from the 925. Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors?
I'm from the 925. Tell Warrior Nation, how are they going to get past OKC? Because I don't see it. That's a fair rebuttal. Warrior fans, what do you say when someone says that?
You really can't see that happening.
Farhan?
Is that the most asinine thing ever? The Thunder losing the Warriors?
They said that's Farhan's burner.
What have the Oklahoma City Thunder done? What have the Oklahoma City Thunder done for me to be afraid? Oh, they've had a really good regular season. Great. You know how many teams have had good regular seasons and not done anything?
Yeah, the Rockets on line one.
The Rockets, the Dallas Mavericks, and the We Believe Year on line one. The Clippers. Come on, man. Like, miss me with that.
I'm just trying to present both sides of the case.
That's
from the
fine.
925.
I'm going to poo-poo that take because they're trying to poo-poo our fun
Dubs
here.
Dubs fans, how you feeling? How about Buddy against his old team?
Jimmy's in Bayview.
What's
Come
up,
on
Jimmy?
Down, Jimmy. Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. They got the juice. What's amazing is how Jimmy Butler affects these young kids. He's got a track record. 4 a.m. workouts, do as I do. He gave his shots to Kuminga last night. And, a championship, we got to see. But they're going to definitely make some noise.
I thought the days of seven-game series might not come around for a while.
Yeah. But meaningful basketball games.
I can't believe how quickly this thing flipped.
Meaningful basketball.
It went
basketball.
From Jimmy O no throws to Jimmy, 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 Jimmy.
Jimmy Garoppolo's getting paid too. Don't
no,
be
screw that,
he's
Jimmy.
That's your boy, dude.
He's a part-time player.
Last one. Jeff is in San Jose. Come on down, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff? Do you believe
in the Golden State Warriors, Jeff?
You guys are helping me believe, and I love it. My point to the guy who said the Thunder, they are pretty weak on the defensive end, and I think the Warriors can really exploit that. Yes, they have Shea, but we have Curry. He's the equalizer for sure. Denver, you've got all Murray. He's not having a great season, and Denver is very vulnerable too, so I think we got a good shot to make it to the finals, and I believe, boy.
Okay.
I love it.
And you know what? That's a perfect way to wrap up this segment.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.